Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank Rockets Friday. Thank you very much for downloading and having a listen to this, the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. Thank Rockets Friday is where we look ahead to the weekend's action. It's like the little brother to the main podcast, which comes out every single Tuesday. I'm just waiting for JB to ruin the intro to the podcast somehow.
I'm good. I think
Wow.
Got a pen, got paper.
Well done.
Thanks.
That's JB and that's Phil.
Hi, Tim.
Right. Let's get cracking then, because it's back to Heineken Cup rugby. And big matches as well. Round 5 of the Heineken Cup. And some crucial fixtures. Some more dead rubber fixtures as well. So if we take this pool by pool, we have a little prediction thing that we do as well. Just to put our money where our mouth is a little bit. We predict who we think is going to win. The bookies have a favourite. The bookies have an underdog. If we back the favourite, you get 1 point. If you back the underdog, you get 2 points. And whoever comes out on top wins the week. Now, before Christmas, where do we stand? You won again, didn't you, Phil?
Yeah, predictably. I predicted all of the predictions correct.
I predicted all of the predictions predictably top. Yeah, and so going into 2014, how many weeks of predictions have you won?
I've won 7 weeks worth of predictions, whereas Tim, you and JB have both won 3.
7-3. Let's start in Heineken Cup, pool 1. The teams in that pool are Leinster, Northampton, Cast and Ospreys, who currently sit in that order in the table, with Leinster got a 4-point lead over Northampton. 2 rounds to play, so either team could qualify, and it's probably unlikely that Northampton can get through as a loser. They would have to win the pool.
If you look back at historically, you really need to be looking at 20 points to even be the best loser.
Yeah.
So Northampton, who are currently on 9, would need to have 5-point bonuses in both their remaining fixtures, Ospreys away and Cast at home, which is doable, but that would only put them at 19 points. They've still got to go for it. So they're playing at Ospreys. Mm. Ospreys are pretty much out of it.
Mm. I know they say they don't take it into account, but I do genuinely think that with all the turmoil with the Welsh game and the regions and all, I've got a feeling it's going to carry over. They're not going to show up. And I think Northampton are going to beat them. I think they're going to beat them badly.
Ospreys have got nothing to play for, whereas Northampton have everything to play for.
Ospreys don't even know if they'll exist next year.
Sunday afternoon at 12:45.
Exactly.
When I predict Northampton to win.
I predict Northampton to win. And you predict Northampton to win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, easy pick.
Right, pool 2 of the Heineken Cup is Toulon, 15 points. Cardiff Blues, 13 points. Exeter Chiefs, 7 out of it. Only playing for a place in the Amlin Challenge Cup knockout stages. And Glasgow, 6 points.
So, not the most interesting game in the pool, but the one involving the English team is Exeter-Glasgow. That game, we could actually switch to predicting the Toulon-Cardiff game.
Okay.
Because they're both fighting for top spot.
Yeah. And it's in Toulon, right?
It is in Toulon.
I think I'm going to go with Toulon.
I think I might go with Toulon.
Yeah.
They'll be wanting revenge for the match at the Arms Park.
The only thing more terrifying than a team of superstars is a team of angry superstars wanting revenge.
I'm also going to follow suit.
I do think Exeter will win, but yeah, we'll stick with that one.
Well, just on the Exeter game, Exeter have actually... they've lost 7 out of their last 8 fixtures in all competition.
They have, but that's not a fair reflection of the team.
And Glasgow are a solid team.
No, they're not.
They are.
It's an interesting start because Exeter are still hovering in the Premiership around the top
six.
They've
had a horrible few weeks.
Yeah, but
they were in the top four.
They were.
They'll get back there, I think. But
No, they won't now.
No, they won't now.
Don't be so sure. They're a prideful bunch.
And Dave Ewers will truck it up a bit more for you, Jay.
That's right.
There we go. Pool three. Now, this is a tasty top two in the pool.
Yes.
Toulouse Saracens, and they're going head to head in France.
Yeah.
Both on 15 points, both with 3 bonus points, both with similar. I think Saracens have got more tries, but they're both 1-3, lost 1.
Domestic form is important here because Saracens' domestic form is phenomenal.
Yeah. And Toulouse is very mixed because Toulouse, their only away win of the season is against Saracens. They're yet to win in the top 14 away.
But is it that typical French laissez-faire kind of hot and cold and then they just turn it on for the big match?
Who knows?
But they are playing at home, which is obviously where they've won virtually all of their games.
And it makes them favourites.
Yeah, it does make them favourites.
Confidence means a lot, and I think the Saracens team is very confident.
Yeah, I think this will be a superb game. So this is 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
This is the real tie of the round, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. This should be a sensational.
3 o'clock on Sunday, you say?
Sunday,
yes. Get to watch it. I'm going to say...
Doesn't clash with any American football or anything?
Well, I like to record the American football and then get to it later. See, with a bit of rewind.
Will this game be as good as the
Colts
Indianapolis Colts versus Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know. That's one hell of a game.
What an incredible...
By the way...
If you don't know and you're not into it, our egg-shaped ball cousins from across the Atlantic are just into the playoffs, the early rounds of the playoffs, and it's a bit more complex than it is
in
rugby. And 45-44 with an unbelievable comeback.
Second biggest comeback of all time, I think.
Really?
In a playoff game, yeah. Andrew Luck, the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, I'm sure is George North's long-lost brother. They are like the same build. They've got the same stupid hair. Yeah, like that kind of curly mop look.
Not dissimilar from Phil's, which I quite like.
Oh, no, Phil's more... Phil looks a little bit like a young Mark Kermode.
He does look like George North.
Do you know what I mean? And also like the build of him as well. He's a very powerful guy. He can run.
Let's have a look at his stats.
He scored a great try on the weekend. A touchdown.
6'4", 108 kilograms. So very similar to
very
North.
Similar.
What's George North?
Probably about that.
I think George.
What position would George North play in American football?
Well, Andrew Luck would probably play. Play wing if he's very quick.
6'4", 109 kilograms.
Wow, and they don't look. They look the same shoulders.
If you got those two next to each other because they're identical height and weight as well.
Yeah,
you would think they were brothers.
You would
more so than George North's pencil neck
brother,
pen pusher of a brother.
Pencil neck pen pusher.
Who made it into our was it Maggot 15? Oh no,
Brothers 15.
Runt of the litter 15.
Yeah. Have we? You sort of think when you think about an American football quarterback that they would automatically slot in at 9 or 10.
But, yeah, you do, I guess.
But quite a lot of them actually would probably slot in elsewhere in the team, flanker or winger.
A lot of them are very quick, and a lot of them are quite big. I mean, you're looking. I think the average kind of American football quarterback is like 6'4". You know, so they're not small, and most of them are not very mobile.
Yeah, some aren't mobile.
Peyton Manning can hardly run. Yeah, he shuffles a little bit and then...
It's like the Andy Goode mold.
Yes, it's exactly what he is. He's the Andy Goode. Although, hilariously, this will make you laugh. Gareth Thomas did the US talk show circuit and he was coming on as like a sports hero after he'd come out. And the presenter, or the host, described him as the Peyton Manning of rugby. Nothing could be further from the Peyton Manning of rugby than Gareth Thomas.
Did Peyton Manning have a celebration where he used to hit his head? Was that it?
No teeth and loads of tattoos.
Was Peyton Manning the 15th best player in his chosen position? Probably not.
Peyton Manning, if you don't know, again, I'm just trying to fill in all the blanks, you've probably heard of Joe Montana and Dan Marino.
Tom Brady.
And maybe Tom Brady.
Everyone's heard of Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning is... will be thought of in those sort of terms.
Wow. Not to get too into American football, but he won't. He can't play in the cold.
Back to rugby then, and pool three, Toulouse Saracens.
Jay, what do you think?
If you two are waiting to hear what everyone else says, I'm just going to jump in. Toulouse, home win.
Saracens.
Toulouse are favourites. You've got two monster packs and the two Johnston brothers going against each other, Census and James.
So many great storylines there, isn't there?
Yeah.
James will have a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, younger brother.
Mm-hmm. Probably have a portion of chips on his shoulder. In fact, the Saracens team, the massive load of fish and chips they bought on their way back from another well-earned win at the weekend.
I saw that. That was a great tweet.
It was.
Saracens, do they still go to Oktoberfest?
Yeah, they did this year. I've had a trip to New York already this season.
Did I tell you the story? I know someone who works for Saracens, or claims he does. And he said that when Gavin Henson was there, they made him name the squad. He could only name five players in the squad when he was there. That's the kind of awkward character he is.
Wow. Who are you going for, Jay? Come on. Or Phil?
I'm also going to go Saracens. I'm going to pick...
Yes! I'm going to win this.
Pick the underdog.
Wow, Phil.
Wow, you're both picking the underdog, which could be double points. I've gone for a home win with Toulouse. Like you say, two mammoth packs.
Yeah, that'd be a great game. Pool four.
Clermont Auvergne, 15 points. Harlequins, 11 points. The other two teams, doesn't really matter. Racing Metro, Scarlet's both out of it. Yeah. It's Quins at home to Clermont. Quins with a win could level things on points or better ahead of the final round of matches. Can they? No.
I wish they could. They can't.
I would love to see them do it, particularly with all their young English talent. But I don't think Quinn's pack's going to be big enough.
No, I don't think so. And there's a cliche, isn't there? And I do recognise this is a cliche, and all the sports commentators say it, but if you stop Quinn's on the gain line, you stop them getting through that first line of the fence and playing their offloading, they don't offer much. And that's what happened to them at Northampton. It's what happened to them at Bath. Bath smashed them everywhere.
Yeah, when they had 42-odd combined stone of James Johnson and Ollie Cohen, they could sort of mix it up a little bit, couldn't they?
Yeah, so if you stop their offloading, I don't like it. And by the way, Clermont...
Who did Clermont lose then? Lose to then? Did they lose to Racing Metro?
At Racing Metro, 13-9 it was.
Quins have lost two games, so...
Yeah.
Again, I think we'd all love to see Quins come out on top of this one. What a massive game.
Yeah, and I'm going to say Clermont.
I'm going Clermont. Because Clermont can play a wonderful offloading game, but then they've got those animals up front.
Bonaire, Fofana, Cudmore.
Mm.
Cudmore. Phil's man crush, Jamie Cudmore.
Jamie Cudmore.
I'm going to have to go Clermont. Sorry, Quins. I want to see you win. I hope we're all wrong.
Tomorrow afternoon, 1:35. Saturday afternoon.
Great match. You two playing?
I'm injured.
What a surprise. That's what happens when he plays with big boys. I am playing against Wirral. Well, providing I get picked. I only played hooker, loose head and six this weekend. So
they're narrowing it down.
Narrowing it down, yeah.
They're going to find, by the end of the season, they'll have found your best position.
Yeah.
Pool five. Ulster, Leicester, and then Montpellier and Treviso are out of it. They can't win. Gorgod's as good as he is, isn't going to have any impact on this. On this pool, so it's all about Leicester, Ulster, but Leicester are going away to Treviso, so you'd think they're going to pick up 5 points. Treviso haven't got a point.
Yeah,
they've only scored 16 points and conceded 144. So Leicester are going to pick up the maximum, you'd think, which would put them on 20 points. And Ulster, they home or away to Montpellier?
They are at home to Montpellier tonight, 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, is that tonight's game? Brilliant.
Ooh, must rush home.
But this is the morning, JB, right now. rush home after work tonight.
For 14 hours of prep before the match.
So, Ulster are probably going to come out on top in that one, aren't they? What game should we predict then? Montpellier-Ulster's a bit more of a...
They're both... Montpellier are done for, Ulster are unbeaten, and Leicester-Treviso is a non-event.
So we almost write this one off. Heineken Cup Pool 6, Munster and Gloucester, Edinburgh and Perpignan. Now, technically speaking, mathematically, anyone can top this group.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fixture this weekend is Munster going to Gloucester.
Yeah, now, if Gloucester beat them, prevent them from getting any losing bonus points, and Gloucester get a 4-try winning bonus point, then... assuming they score more than 45 points.
There's a few little ifs there.
They will go top of the group.
There was a situation like this involving Gloucester a few years ago with Munster. Munster needed like 40 points, a bonus point, X, Y, Z, and they did it.
They did it, yeah. It I saw a little documentary thing about
it. Wow. It was one of the best games that you'll watch. Well, that's what happens when you've got the best song in rugby. Munster are going to kill them. Gloucester are useless.
I don't think Gloucester are useless, though. I think they just need a new front row and a new second row.
Pretty fundamental. Well, if you're taking on Munster, you go, well, yeah. If we could be strong in one area of the pitch against Munster, yeah, where would we do it? Tight five.
Yeah, yeah, completely agree. So Munster will win, but to say Gloucester are useless...
Well, they are useless, aren't they?
Well, they are at the moment because of that.
It's like having a car with a huge engine and no wheels.
But you put Richard Hibbard and Jonah Foer into that team, then you've got the making of a very handy team.
And then you stick Reece Priestland behind and...
No. Do you know, you said about this about Reece Priestland. I heard he's going to Wasps.
It's been debated that Wasps and Leicester and Gloucester are all potential destinations.
Well, Cockerell, the soon-to-be ex-Leicester coach, said said that he had spoken to Priestland's people, but openly said that.
Mm.
So,
Let's just hear a little snippet of Munster singing, because you mentioned it, JB.
Oh, great.
Bit of rugby okey. I've forgotten about this one. Yeah, this is Munster singing the anthem that's played at...
Is this the one in the changing room?
Yeah.
That's a great clip.
What's the place they play?
Toman Park?
Toman Park, that's it. So it's the anthem that's played before the game at Toman Park, and this is the players singing it. Stand up and fight.
Stand up and fight until you hear the bell. Stand toe to toe, train blow for blow. Keep punching till you make your punches tell. And show that crowd what you know. Until you hear that bell, that final bell. Stand up and fight like hell.
Brilliant.
Stand up and fight until you hear the bell. Stand toe to toe,
train blow for blow.
Well, good luck, Kvesic.
So, yeah, Munster.
Munster.
That's right.
So, we need one more game.
Well, let's have a look in the Amlin Challenge Cup, because there's a few English clubs that are obviously well-placed there, because there's no-one really else. Who are London Wasps playing?
They're playing Bayonne.
Oh, yeah, let's do this one then, because Bayonne have got 15 points, London Wasps have got 18 points.
All right, I'm going to level with you. I know nothing about Bayonne. So can someone tell me something about Bayonne so I can make a decision?
Let's have a look where they are in the top 14.
They're second bottom, I think. In fact, I'd be interested to know
second bottom.
How their match against Oyonnax went the other week, because that was a huge game.
Okay, can you tell me who plays for Bayonne?
Give me a second.
This is a real professional way to pick a game. Real insightful from me here.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, if I can remember, they've got Joe Rokothoko in their squad.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think, is that the team he plays for? Him and Stephen Brett, the two Kiwis, are in there.
No, the prop. No. Stephen Brett was in the same team as Mike Phillips.
Yeah, which was Bayonne.
Was it Bayonne?
That was, yeah.
That was Brieve.
Tialata, does he play for them as well? If I'm just rattling these off the top of my head.
Oh, well, then you... hell of a memory, Tim.
There was another Kiwi, wasn't there, who got...
What, Dwayne Hare? Flanker.
Who was the other guy who got...
Do they not have...
disciplined with Phillips?
JC Jans van Rensburg, the South African prop.
Yes, you're right, actually.
I was always a big fan of Lovo Balavu, Fijian centre.
Fijian lad, yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Wow.
So, Andy Goode and his merry men. Well, Andy Goode will probably be rested, won't he? It'll be Carlisle.
Well, Andy Goode does nothing but rest.
even when he plays. sit back in the shotgun.
Oh, you want me to kick, okay? Yeah.
We need a prediction.
Wasps.
Give me Wasps.
Is it in Bayonne?
It is in Bayonne.
Ooh.
Which does influence my decision.
Oh, yeah, no, I might change now.
God knows, I don't know this. I have no idea.
Because they're very...
I'm going Bayonne.
Tribal, aren't they?
Bayonne.
I'm going to go Bayonne as well. They're going to try and restore some local pride by beating the Le Roast Beefs.
Right, well, that's JB. Say goodbye, JB.
Bye!
Say goodbye, Phil.
Goodbye.
We'll see you for the BT Sports special. We're going to be backstage at Rugby tonight and chatting with all the guys there and bringing you a very special podcast next time on the Egg Chasers Rugby podcast. Here is Phil's choice of song to sing us out. Well, soon to be Auckland Blues player and maybe New Zealand international, Benji Marshall with Sam Tidey.
Oh, yeah, Benji Marshall, Sam Tidey on the Footy Show live. Big cheer, guys. Danny Wilder exclusive. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. Monday, I took her for a drink on Tuesday. We be making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. One, two, three into the four. Benji and Sammy T knocking at your door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we about to rip it up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Benji and Sammy together, now you know you in trouble. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We be making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.